and earth has quaked before. Moved by the sound of his voice, the seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken from my regard.
Where?
eyes are on you. And through it all, it is world. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well with me.
Coming out of my comfort zone, some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done.
God is wrong
to walk into my destiny. Go where I've not been. And for the rest of my life, I'll say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. I'm coming out of my
zone. Oh, I'm being stretched to a place where I've never known. God is challenging.
So trust and believe, for to go where I'm not going, I must do what I've not done. No,
God is calling
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging
to go where I'm not.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. 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 I can't see everyone here yet. Especially those that came in earlier. Not everybody is here now, but we've got to start. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm sure you must have noticed the title I put there. Yeah. It's important we revisit that. And, I mean, for those that were unable to get connected last week for different reasons, with the excuses, I promised I was going to get the message out, so I will do that. I'm sorry, I gave the message late to the person that is supposed to help edit from Zoom. Help us retrieve it from Zoom. So he's been very busy. He's not been able to get it across. So we spoke today, you know, and then I have been busy also. But I'll make sure you have the message also available. Okay, let's go into tonight. All right, right there where you are, I'd like you to just go ahead and edify yourself. Yeah, edify yourself. That's it. Edify yourself. All right, I want us to open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Oh, sorry, did I say chapter 1? Sorry about that. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. All right, verse 2. Let's look at what the Bible says in other translation also. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Could you go ahead and thank him tonight? Say, Father, I give you praise. I thank you. I bless you. I'm in love with you, oh God. Yeah, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Thank you, Father. Marakataya Rabo Shonande Gedosa. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, all right, in a translation, it says, when someone speaks in tongue, no one understands a word he says, because he's not talking to the people, but he's talking to God. He's speaking intimate mysteries in the spirit. All right? He's what? He's speaking intimate mysteries in the spirit. Hallelujah. He's not talking to any man. He's not talking to flesh and blood, but he talks to God, the creation of all. He talks to God, the one who made the universe. He talks to God, the one who created every flesh. He talks to God, the helper of humanity. He talks to God and not to people. All right? And every time we talk to God, he says that he speaks intimate mysteries. All right? Intimate mysteries when he speaks to his Father. Or our Father. Intimate secrets. Hallelujah. 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 Secret truth. Not known to flesh and blood. Secret truth. Not known to the mere man. Secret truth that is not known to our minds, basically. It says that we talk to God tonight. Could you just use just a few minutes now to speak to your Father in other tongues right now? Could you just do that? Few minutes now, and just talk in other tongues. And having faith in your heart that I don't talk to myself, but I talk to God right now. Hallelujah. I talk to God right now. I talk to God right now. I talk to God. Woo! Glory, 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 glory to God. I talk to God and not to man. Andelebo shakara gado sekia la mando. Ebrukoto le branda da basupredo shanandelegedosa. I talk to God. Oh, I talk to God. When you talk in other tongues and you believe that you talk to God, as you talk to God, you must also open your ears to listen to what he has to say. And that's the truth. All right? That's how we speak in other tongues. We speak in other tongues in expectation to hear the voice of the Father. Otherwise, you could just speak in other tongues and all you're doing is you're just talking on your own and not hearing. But communication with the Father is two ways. You talk, he talks. All right? You talk, he talks. So you must want to hear what he has to say. Because of a truth, he has a lot that he wants to say. Amen. He has a lot that we are not hearing. Hallelujah. All right, so when you talk in other tongues, give attention to what you are saying. If you are able to interpret what you're saying, eventually you would interpret what he's telling you. Amen. Hallelujah. That sounds good. And that's the truth, okay? That's the truth. You know, when you're talking in other tongues, you know, you're talking in other tongues. You're talking in the mysteries, and you're not talking in English, all right? You're not talking in your dialect. You're talking in a language. It's called the language of the angels, you know, right? It's also called the heavenly language, all right? So that's the tongue that you are speaking. So as you speak that tongue, like I said, you need to open your spiritual ears to want to know exactly what, you know, you are being told or you are saying, you know. And when you're talking in tongues like that, you just notice that you dabble or you find yourself in speaking in English. It could be one word, two words, you say it, and then you go back to tongues again. At that point, the English word you spoke, depending on your sense, your seriousness with what you are doing, you would know that I didn't think of this thing. It came. So because it came, it might just be an interpretation of something you are saying, or sometimes it's a word that that the Lord puts in your heart. All right? Yeah, it's a word that the Lord puts in your heart. And for some of us, we just get ideas right there while you're talking in other tongues. Right there while you're talking in other tongues. So because you are edifying yourself, you know, that's what you're doing. You believe you're edifying yourself, but God is using it to edify, you know, the situation around you. Hallelujah. God is using what you're saying to edify somebody else, maybe not connected to you. That's how it works. Sometimes you talk in other tongues, telling yourself, I'm praying about this thing, and God is directing your energy and directing the prayer somewhere else. You know, but one of the things I have found out about tongues is that when you're talking in other tongues, it's a secret between you and your Father. And so the Lord is saying some things to you that is not revealed to your flesh, but revealed to your spirit. So the more you open up your heart, the more you are able to speak more of the words in the spirit. 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 So the deeper you go, the more lengthy, you know, what you are saying, you know, is from the spirit. And then you begin to make more progress. Hallelujah. You make progress. You advance like an edifice. You go higher and higher. All right? Each time you allow that intimacy, you go higher and higher. By the time you are ending the prayer, for some of us, you know, you just have specific understanding. For some of us, we have specific instruction. For some of us, we are refreshed. Amen. It doesn't have anything to do with hearing or anything. You just feel you were tired before you started, but somehow you feel better. You feel better on your inside. And sometimes you finish talking and you just have a confidence on your inside that tells you what you have just spoken. You know, there is peace. Amen. There is peace about it. You know, so talking in tongues, it gives us so many benefits depending on who is talking. Hallelujah. 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 So we're going to practice it again, you know, for a few minutes, maybe like 5 minutes or 10. And then I go into some of the things I want to talk to us about tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you ready tonight? Yibarakate, hadere kedoso, manderiba koto yigaroko. Every time I talk in all the tongues, yigiba karenge rosha. I talk to God and not to man. Hallelujah. Maroko toye gedo shibaragadosa. Endoroko to ibarando librakaso. Manderi gara shekeye legedosa. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people around him. Does not speak to those that have physical ears. But he speaks ogarama shenke regedosa to the spirit. Hallelujah. It speaks, O Ganina no Konto Yagada, to the Almighty. It speaks, Ale no Shandara Gadosa Kata Yalabrosa, mysteries. It speaks 2 years. It speaks 1 year. It speaks 6 months. It speaks three months. It speaks 1 month. It speaks some few weeks. It speaks, O Gala Kata Yalabanko Torogondo. Some days apart, he speaks tomorrow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He speaks. He speaks the future to a reality. Hallelujah. He speaks solution to problems. He speaks ideas. Okalesha to the confusion. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Marabaka taya la bakende le bonko. Igaraka taya la brakira do suprodosa. It speaks wisdom. Endarados to every foolishness. Ayakende le kerika rosa. Endoroso. It speaks help to every kelima rakatoya lagosa. Mandoloboso. Every issue, every problem receives help in the name of Jesus. Alekira bakara gada basende lebasa. Ekusoko toyigara katia ragadosha. In the name of Jesus. Ah, ah, ah. Eya ba 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 ba. Ele moro koto yele bakisa bregedopsha. Le kuso frida naso mende riga nasa. Le kita yala bakiramba libokoto la basante yele gedopsha. Oh, we speak to God, hallelujah. We speak to God, hallelujah. Ende regedopsa karabasum predosa. Inde libra kiba koso. Oh, we are refreshed. Ine menasa la gadosa. We are refreshed, hallelujah. We receive the refreshing, oh Galengo Rosa, by the help of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We receive Salima Rakdia Makia Bakdia Zamboro Koto Yalabasa, a refreshing in the name of Jesus. Oh Barakata Yalabakira Moso Kira Bata. Ele Maramatire Bakiri Bakiri Bakaroso. Zumoro Moshaba, Zukaya Kataya la bringe, Lekuto Yerenka Rankadasa, in the name of Jesus. Ala Bukonto Loboconto, Igaraka Teye Kisa Katuya la Bosa. Come on, declare with me tonight. Say, I am helped in the name of Jesus. I am refreshed in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm strengthened in the name of Jesus. Ayake Yaraboso. Le kuruko toye limbra gada gota lembra nosa. Say, my body is healed in the name of Jesus. My bones function right in the name of Jesus. The tissues, the blood, and the veins in my body, they function right in the name of Jesus. Alemoso, go ahead and say, I'm full of health. Ele moro kotole pinda labasa. I'm full of health. I'm full of health. Come on, say, I'm full of vigor. Oh, marakatosa, declare, I'm full of energy. In the name of Jesus. Eki alabakataya laboso. E brukoto, brukoto, brukonto. Eli moro kotoye le bruno. Imunu mununu nununu shiberende ekia rakataya lakateya la basumbranosa. In the name of Jesus, ala buso farakata, ala buso firikete, elukoto yirabanteya, lakutu lakutu lamanda, eribasoku shoto. In the name of Jesus, aya ba 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 ba. To God be the glory. Eki seke toyira bakata. Endoro koto yibaravadosa. Come on. Go ahead and say, I speak answers to every question in my heart. In the name of Jesus. I want you saying that consciously. I speak answers to questions in my heart. In the name of Jesus. I speak results to every confused state in my life, in the name of Jesus. I speak eku soko tole brakata endulukutu yarabasum pranosha zandele bokoto ara kushimande rigedosa makuto koto ibarakata. In the name of Jesus. Oh barukotola brakite yarigedosa. Declare tonight that I speak solution emarosa. Oh, Marosa, to everywhere I step, in the name of Jesus, solution finds me. In the name of Jesus, help finds me. In the name of Jesus, oh, Baruko tuya laka soto yenga ragadisha, e kia mama sitele brukoto, iko soko toye le kia bakata la katosa. I stand perfect. Come on, go ahead, declare. I stand perfect and complete in the will of God for my life. Hallelujah. I stand, oh Barosa, as a student of God's word. I stand. Ekiyaka shike deke tike yekuso kotoya labro koto lemranonosa. I stand as a faithful one to the Lord in the name of Jesus. I stand as a faithful worker to my Father. Oh Barusha mendolobo. closer. Come on, declare with me. Say, my eyes of understanding. Come on now. My eyes of understanding is clear, is clear, is clear, is clear. In the name of Jesus, is enlightened, is enlightened, is enlightened, is enlightened. In the name of Jesus, my eyes of understanding is full of light. In the name of Jesus, come on, go ahead and declare with me. Say, I see, oh God, I see in darkness. In the name of Jesus, I see true darkness. In the name of Jesus, I see well. I see well. The steps of the righteous are ordered. Declare tonight, say, my steps are ordered. In the name of Jesus, is ordered into God's provision. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now, come on, declare that one more time. Say, my steps are ordered, and it's ordered into the provision of my Father. Hallelujah. Declare that I am a loved child of a loved God. Hallelujah. Declare, I am a loved child of a loved God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, stay. Say, I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened from the crown of my head to the very sole of my feet. In the name of Jesus, I'm healthy. I'm healthy. Spirit, come on now. Soul, come on now. And body, I didn't hear you. Come on, say, I'm healthy. Spirit, yes. Soul, huh? And body, hallelujah. I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I'm healthy. I'm healthy. Come on, somebody needs to say this. I know what to do. Come on now. I know what to do. Hallelujah. You might not know what to do in the natural, but you don't say, I'm confused. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't say that. Rather, you say what you want. What do you want? What you want is that you can see solutions. What you want is that you know what to do. So go ahead and declare, I know what to do, in the name of Jesus. Come on now, say with me, I know how to do it. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Ha, 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 ha. Woo, glory to God. I know how to do it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, one more time. Say with me, I know with whom to do it. Hallelujah. Ikeye mokoso koto. Lembro no ni mananasa frida dosa. I know with whom to do it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, barakate eleke sokoto yalabasa. Go ahead and declare, hey, everything is working together for my good. Come on now. Everything is working together for my good. Declare one more time. Everything is working together for my good. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, go ahead. Say with me one more time. Oh, Marikata, everything is working together for my good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time. Say with me. He perfects all that concerns me. Hallelujah. Declare that. You say it again. He perfects all that concerns me. All that concerns me is perfected in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It is perfected. Oh, Marimano Sokete Yalaba Shanta Yalabaka. Give God some praise this night. Come on, give him praise tonight. Come on, give him praise tonight. Come on, give him praise tonight. Oh, thank him. Halimo Sokoto Yalaba Shataya. Anderibarakato. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to share a thought with us tonight, as I would like us to, you know, stay with me for the few minutes we have together. I didn't know that when I get into prayer like this, we would go an extended time. But I know that every time I get into prayer, I extend. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Wow, that was a refreshing time. I believe it was refreshing for you too. It was refreshing for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. That was refreshing. That was refreshing. And let's go into the thoughts that I have for you. Now, if you have visited my page this week, you would notice something that I'm talking, that I'm chewing on. All right, I'm going to give you a bit of that tonight, and then we might just follow up on it from next week. All right, is the fact that we need knowledge to be able to appropriate the things that truly belongs to us. All right, we need to know what God's word is saying, and that's the reason why on this platform, if there's anything I will keep telling you, is the fact that you must allow God's word to speak to you. God's word must speak to you at every point in time. You must allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. You must allow God's word nurture you. You must allow the word of God correct you. You must allow God's word be your anchor for life. Hallelujah. It's important. It's important. Sometimes we go through some terrible situations in our lives, and we forget that there's a God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You forget that there's a God, or sometimes you need some favor, and you forget that there's a supernatural, and you just want to go natural about everything. First and foremost, I need you to understand something. Because you're a believer, you have become a spirit like your Father God. And Bible says that if you must worship the Lord, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. So for the spirit, it's easy for them to worship true spirit or by the spirit. All right, because now one thing you must understand is that when you come into the new life, when you give your life to Christ Jesus, there are things you need to now learn. You don't assume that you know something when you don't know it. You don't assume. When you come into Christ, knowledge is key. You must want to learn. The same way we go to school, all right, and we want to learn, you know, 1, 2, 3, ABC, and our parents are ensuring that they are paying just so that we can learn whatever we need to learn. If we come back with a report card and the report card says that we scored 0 or something like that, it's obvious that we did not learn well. Amen. You went to school, but school didn't go through you. So you didn't learn well. You didn't learn well. But the reason for that effort is, in the first place, you need to know something. So go to school. Also, when we want to study some particular courses, you know, want to work in some particular establishment, they ask us for some qualifications we don't have. Because we want to work in that office or that space, we go and look for whatever course we need to do just so that we can, do you understand what I'm saying? Just so that we can get to that point whereby we can be employed in those offices. It shows the level at which we have given so much to learning. That's what it means. It shows that we are ready to go, you know, we're ready to get knowledge so that we'll be able to, we will become useful. We will become, I want to use the right words. We will become useful, yes. We will become relevant, yes, in that space, in that company, in wherever it is we find ourselves. You want to be relevant to whatever it is that you're asked to do. Amen. 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 And Bible now says, study to show yourself approved. Amen. A workman. So you are the workmanship of the Father. All right. Bible makes us understand that from Ephesians 2. It makes us understand that you and I are the workmanship of God. He made us. In that space, it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it said, for we are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You should walk in something that you are interested in, or walk in something you have discovered, walk in something that your heart, you know, is connected to. So he says here, he says that you are God's workmanship. You are God's workmanship. You are God's creation. You are God's extension. You are God's. God owned you. All right? And he created you in a particular style in Christ Jesus. Simple. All right? For good works. You are here for good works in Christ Jesus. And he says, which God prepared. God has prepared you and my part. My part has been prepared. Your part has been prepared. So that's the reason why you must run the race of your own life. Running somebody else's race will be a waste of time, because by the time you keep, let's assume that we are supposed to run a particular race on our particular lane, and then you now ran and entered my own lane, you know, and you keep running. And let's say I say that I need to go and give my partner the baton in front. You now give my own partner. Are you getting it? My own partner instead of your own. You give my own partner your own baton, and then that one keeps running. But we were on our lane. You are the one that came to meet us. Do you know that you have helped us to win our own race? In real life, that's what you have done. But in the spiritual, the truth is that you have just become another person. You have left where God wants you to be. Amen. So by the time we get to the end of the journey, you cannot, even if you were first on our own, you are on our lane. You are walking in our lane. You are first on our lane. You are not on your lane. You walked somebody else's walk. It's not the one that was ordained for you that you did. It was somebody else's that you did. But one thing is important here. Bible says that you are created in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Created how? In Christ Jesus. It says you are his own. You are God's own. Created in Christ Jesus for good works. Good works. Hallelujah. Good works. That means that you and I are expected to come out with good works, not bad works. We are expected to represent Jesus doing the work of the Father, which is good. Every other work that we do that is natural, it's carnality, is not in regard of the Father, is not good works, according to the Bible. I'm sure we are reading it together. All right, Ephesians 2:10. In case you are not there, please open. For good works, you are here for a purpose. Everything you do must have the regard of your Father in it. You must go in the name of the Father. You go in the name of the Lord. You don't go in your strength, because your strength is too weak. It cannot face the adversity. It cannot face the future. You need the backing of God at every point in time of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is one of the ways to grow up. First of all, you need to find out where you are from. Bible says you are created in Christ Jesus. That's where you hail from. You were created in that format. So that means if you are Christ-like, that is exactly what God wants. That you should be Christ-like in your attitude, in your thinking, in your behavior, in your lifestyle, in your conduct, in your language. Christ-like. Because God owned you and created you in Christ. You are created in a pattern. The only pattern that is known to the Father is Christ. The only truth that is known to the Father is Christ. The only way that is known to the Father is Christ. Come on now. The only life, as it were, that is known to the Father is Christ. Every other life outside this is not of the Lord. So that means the things of the Spirit should matter to you. You shouldn't be the one that will be asking, when last did you go to church? You shouldn't be that kind of person. You shouldn't be the one that will be asking, When last did you pray? You shouldn't be that kind of person. You shouldn't be the one that find it difficult to pick up your Bible to read, because you use your Bible to sleep under your pillow for protection. You shouldn't be you. Is anything wrong in that? Yes, a lot is wrong in that. Putting your Bible under your pillow is not protection. Putting the word from the Bible into your heart is protection. Did you hear what I just said? So sleeping on the book is not where the protection is. The protection is putting the word inside the book in your heart. Hallelujah. 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 Writing the scripture on the door is not where the revelation is. The revelation should be found from the word of God that you have put in your heart. The one that bubbles up in your inside. When you read that particular scripture, something happens to you. You are excited because of God's word. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Let me even now shock you. Quoting the word of God is not enough. Is somebody silent? Just quoting God's word. You are quoting it. It's not enough. Bible says that we should be doers of God's word, not just hearing it. You have heard it, you can quote it, but you are not doing. It's not enough. Start doing. We have a lot of talkers of God's word. We have very few doers of God's word. You must be a doer of God's word, because this is where he wants you to be. Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. If anyone is created in Christ Jesus, you are a new creation. He says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Everything about your life is new. You are the new creation of the Father. So you hail from your Father. The old perspective of your life, of your thinking pattern, of your lifestyle is gone. Gone totally. You are a new man in Christ Jesus. I said you are a new man in Christ Jesus. Your identity has been changed because you are now in Christ Jesus. It affects everything about your life. Yes. I said it affects everything about your life. Because you are the new creation. May I say something to you tonight? That the new creation cannot be bound. I said that again. I said the new creation cannot be bound. That means that nothing can hold you down. Hallelujah. Nothing can hold you down. Nothing. There's nothing you cannot let go, like I said last week. There's nothing you can't let go. Nothing can become a God to you anymore. No, you can let go anything at any time. Because you cannot be bound by anything. And that also says that the enemy cannot bound the new creation. Because God lives on in the new creation. Bible says that you are the temple of the Most High God. So where should God live? On your inside. In you. He's in you. He's in you. Bible called him Emmanuel. He is with us. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot play with the new creation. Once the new creation knows who he is, that he represents the Father, he knows the Father, he stands by the Father, he does what the Father expects him to do. You know what the new creation, we know what the enemy will do? He will flee. Because he knows that this one knows his rights. This one knows how to talk. This one knows how to take authority. This one can bind me. So before I'm chased, let me find my way. He will leave. He will leave. Bible says you will know the truth, and the truth that you know will set you free. You know what that means? You will know God's word, and the God's word that you know will set you free. Hallelujah. If you know God's word, and if you say you know God's word, and you are not practicing the word, you are not speaking the word, you are not confessing the word, you don't know the word. What you know, you will say. Test it on every other thing that you do in your life. What you believe in, you will boast about it. You will give attention to it because you believe in it. You will talk about it even when you are not asked because you believe in it. I'd like to stop here tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'd like to stop here tonight. I'm going to take it up from here next week because it's important that you and I stay in the realm of knowledge. It's important that you and I allow the Spirit of God to dictate our steps per time and per second. It's important that we allow the Spirit of God to influence our hearts, to open our understanding. I'm going to give you some stories also that will buttress what the Scripture should do to you. I love you. I believe you know, you should know that by now. And I want you to listen to these messages again. I'm going to post last week's message for those that missed it. Listen to it again. All right? Put it together with what you're hearing tonight. And let's have a glorious life. Let's not get tired serving the Lord. No, you don't do that. You improve in service to the Lord. All right? You improve with your life, not even working in the church. That's not what I'm talking about. Commitment, yes, is important as a worker in your church or anything. But the most important one is your personal relationship with the Father. You can sweep the church from now to tomorrow. There might just not be any reward concerning that. Why? Because it's not what you do that makes you blessed. You are already blessed. You are already blessed. You are already blessed. Bible says he's blessed you with all things that pertains to life and godliness. If you had gone to my page, you would have heard that scripture. Yeah, he has blessed you. You have everything. So why am I not enjoying it? Meet me next week and we discuss more about it. I love you so, so much. Enjoy the weekend, all right? And stay connected with the Father. Love you. Love you, everyone.
Choose to trust you, no matter what.